Authors and screenwriters have loved science, from the story of Dr. Frankenstein to the creepy tales of the Twilight Zone. Every Monday, Morning Edition has been exploring the connections between science and art. Today, NPR's Joe Palca reports on an effort to put science on stage.
Playwrights and screenwriters can make powerful statements about society in their work. But when they turn their attention to science, they frequently reduce scientists to caricatures, geeky experts in white coats conducting bizarre experiments. And their science, if it's described at all, is often all wrong. Consider this scene from the movie The Day After Tomorrow.
You recall what you said in New Delhi about how polar melting might disrupt the North Atlantic current? Well, I think it's happening.
What do you mean?
One of our nomad boys registered a 13-degree drop in surface temperature the other day. I've sent you an email.
This is unbelievable.
Such a rapid temperature change is unbelievable to most scientists, but then a movie about a more reasonable 1-degree drop in ocean temperature might not keep people chomping away on their popcorn. But Paul Mullen believes an important scientific event can be portrayed dramatically and still be true to science. Mullen wrote a play called Lewis Slotin's Sonata about something that happened during the Manhattan Project.
In May of 1946, a guy named Lewis Slotin, a Canadian physicist, was performing an experiment with a spherical plutonium bomb core.
In the experiment, Slotin was supposed to bring the two halves of the bomb together so that they would almost, but not quite, start a chain reaction. In the middle of the experiment, his hand slipped.
There was what's called a prompt burst of neutron radiation, which is palpable really only as like a warm blue glow. But everybody in the room knew that at least Slotin, who was closest to the apparatus, was a dead man.
Slotin did die 9 days later.
I mean, there's something deeply theatrical, deeply dramatic about somebody who knows in an instant that they're dead.
Mullen's play explores Slotin's last days, the irony of dying in what turned out to be an unnecessary experiment in the effort to create an atomic bomb. Appreciating that irony depends on understanding the science. Director Chris Smith worked at the Ensemble Studio Theater in New York when Lewis Slotin's Sonata was produced there. Smith says it's essential that plays about science be part of the repertoire.
Because it's essential that the arts and that culture explores the issues that are important to people. And there is little that is more important than the pursuit of the future, the pursuit of discovery. We are in a technologically based society.
Chris Smith and Paul Mullen have hooked up on a new play called The Sequence. It involves another of the giant scientific achievements of the last century, the race to sequence the human genome, the great prize of biological science. The play focuses on two scientists, Francis Collins, leader of the huge, well-funded government sequencing effort, and Craig Venter, the outsider, seeking to bag the prize as a commercial venture. The Sequence had its first public reading recently in a co-production by the Exploratorium and the Magic Theater in San Francisco, where Smith is now artistic director. Here, Francis Collins rallies his troops.
This is our race. We began it, and we can win it. We will win it. For ourselves, for posterity, for the American people who gave us the go-ahead and the money to do it, we began this race by God, and we will win it.
The Sequence not only tells a compelling story about a scientific race, it makes the scientists involved real people, not just cartoons. In this scene, Collins complains about the media's infatuation with Venter.
All I see in the papers is Venter, Celera, Biostocks, Venter. Big Pharma, skyrocketing stock price, Venter.
He's easy to write about.
I'm sure. Look, I'm just suggesting. Don't be like the rest of the reporters, from the Times to the Journal. Don't be seduced.
By telling these stories, we're humanizing the events.
The Magic Theater's Chris Smith.
These are not some gods that are, you know, descending from on high to bestow wisdom to us. These are men pursuing, and women pursuing knowledge and pursuing new frontiers. And consequently, they're, you know, they eat and drink just like the rest of us, and they have friends, and they have frustrations, and it's fascinating to hear that.
But some of their frustrations may be hard for the average playgoer to understand. That's because they're related to their science, and the science is complicated. This is where many authors back off, let the science happen off stage, as Mullen puts it, but that's cheating.
if you're going to do science theater, you can't cut yourself a break and say, well, listen, I it's about science, so it's going to be a little boring. I think the onus is to be even more interesting than a normal play, and that's what I try to do with the sequence. I try to dramatize the science and not just talk about it.
We all know shotgunning is a bad idea when it comes to the human genome. Human DNA is full of vast repeats that stymie the reassembly process.
Shotgunning is the novel approach to sequencing the genome Craig Venter decided to use. Instead of starting at one end of the ribbon of DNA in our cells and reading the letters one by one, Venter proposed a riskier method, breaking the sequence apart into small chunks and then using computers to reassemble it. Chris Smith says the play brings the science alive by having actors step out of character and put on a kind of vaudeville act to demonstrate the shotgun approach.
When somebody holds up a bag with a lot of strips of paper that I know say GATGGCA, you know, and have the combinations that are representative of DNA, and then somebody takes a shotgun to that big bag of strips and blows it apart, and we see them scattered all over the floor so you can see what the individual pieces are. And then they say, and now we have to reassemble them. Suddenly, I get it.
Helping the audience get it is, of course, laudable, since we all have to do our part for public understanding of science. But Mullen says it also enhances the drama. In this case, it's important to know that one approach to sequencing was laborious but reliable, the other fast but unproven.
The methods themselves matched the characters, and I felt that it was going to be a richer story if we could show not only the race, but how the race was run.
Mullen says he plans to continue to write about scientific topics. The Magic Theater's Chris Smith hopes others will join Mullen in pursuing stories about science.
I don't think that there's necessarily something more important than, you know, a family drama or a corporate drama or a war play or anything else. I do think it is just part of the menu of things that we need to continually re-examine.
Joe Palca, NPR News.
You can find photos of Mullen's work on stage and more stories in our series on Science Meeting Art at npr.org.